Time once again for the adventures of Bertha and Carl. The continuing story of a brave woman from the small Midwestern community of Pratt Falls who goes through life trying to find herself, even though most of the time she is beside herself. Today's episode, Help Arrives. Yesterday, tragedy again struck the turmoil-scarred life of Bertha Romanoff when her sportsman husband, Ivan, fell to his death beneath untold tons of snow in an avalanche in the sunny skier's paradise of Snow Valley. Bertha was more fortunate than Ivan, having been only partially buried in the drift and pulling herself to the surface, but not without great exertion. Then she saw Carl, svelte and trim, rushing toward her, waving his crutch to attract the ski patrol as they searched for the missing duo. It was too late for Ivan, but never too late for love, as the strikingly handsome Aryan rescuer invited our Bertha to a candlelight dinner for two before the roaring fire of his private lodge. It's a little past 8 o'clock as we hear.
They should bury those people with anorexia nervosa in the snow for a few hours. This is good. It'll perk their appetite right up.
More wine?
No, I really shouldn't. Delicious chicken.
It's dark.
Well, it's good.
Oh, your eyes twinkle in the firelight, Bertha.
Oh, that's because they're still bloodshot from all the snow.
Oh, your complexion is so creamy.
Oh, I'll be up to color soon. Could I have a biscuit?
Only if you'll give me a kiss.
Well, I didn't really want a biscuit anyway. Oh, my. I don't know what to say.
Just say you'll stay with me. Say that
you have
you'll...
a piece of chicken stuck in your beard.
Oh, you're so observant. So beautiful. So deserving of a happier life.
And a cucumber seed in your eyebrow.
How can we talk of food?
Because I'm hungry and you've got a piece of chicken stuck in your beard.
Doc.
It's still stuck in your beard.
Put down that drumstick. Let us drink a toast.
Oh, toast. Nice, warm, buttered toast with jelly.
Oh, the sad fates that brought us together has opened a new door to happiness for both of us. Here.
Oh, no. No more wine, please.
But a toast to our having found each other.
Well, you found me, but I didn't find anybody.
Drink.
Yes, sir. Good. Ah. Good wine. What is it?
My special wine.
I'm sorry. I've never been very good with jokes. I don't get it. What's so funny? Oh, my head. Oh, my.
Yes.
There was something in that wine, wasn't there? Oh, you didn't have to do that. I like you. Oh, besides, after a heavy meal like this, I always... Oh.
Yes, sleep, my fat little flower. And when you awake, you'll be ready to tell me everything. Tell me what I came here to find out.
We leave our unconscious Bertha with the mysterious Carl and travel to Midway City, where Bertha's lifelong friend, Eunice Merriweather, is taking a big step in dealing with her feelings about Bertha.
Yes?
Miss Merriweather to see you, Dr. Wagner.
Good. Send her in.
Hello. Are you Dr. Wagner?
Yes, lovely lady, but you pronounce it with a V, Wagner.
Well, then why don't you spell it with a V?
Because it's spelled with a W, that's why. Sit down.
I thought I was supposed to lie down.
We'll get to that soon enough, but first visit.
I feel so silly seeing a psychiatrist.
Seeing a psychiatrist because you like yourself well enough to want to help yourself. And from where I sit, it looks like there's a lot to like. I mean, to help.
Why, doctor?
Just start talking and I'll tell you when you said something important, okay, cutie pie?
Oh, is that what you call all your patients?
It is important that the patient feel truly close to the therapist. Intimacy affords a great deal more effectiveness in the analysis. Understand, baby?
I'm just not used to such forwardness from a professional man.
You're probably thinking about those stereotype psychiatrists they use in the movies or television. We real people work differently. If people could really see what we do in the movies, why would they pay $45 an hour for us when they could go to a $3 matinee?
Well, I think I understand.
No, in order for you to really open up, you must be comfortable. You're comfortable?
Yes.
Really? Over there, all by yourself, alone?
Well,
come sit next to me.
There doesn't look like there's room.
Trust me, there's room.
Well, if you're sure.
I'm the doctor, aren't I?
Well, it is a big chair.
Isn't that cozy or comfy, Lamy Pie?
Yes. Doctor, I have this friend.
No. We are not ready yet.
We're not?
No, first we get comfortable. You comfortable?
I guess so.
Then we kiss.
What?
But even as Eunice is adjusting herself to Dr. Wagner's controversial therapeutic techniques, we find Sybil Kirtley prowling around the remains of Bertha's house, which was destroyed by a gas explosion some time ago.
Somewhere under all of this is something. Some clue that will let me get the revenge against Bertha I seek. Somewhere. And I don't care how long it takes or what I have to do. I will have my revenge on Bertha, whatever she calls herself now.
Well, Sybil seems determined to find some clue which will point to the whereabouts of our Bertha so she can wreak havoc on the brave woman from Hope Street. We'll rejoin Bertha Romanoff in just a moment, but first a word from the Prussian Essence Works about a new product called Fade, F-A-D-E, the skin cream that reaches deep into your pores to dissolve oil and dirt and lift it out gently where it dries into a white powder that can be brushed off with a moist tissue or towel. It's new from the Prussian Essence Works.
Fade, F-A-D-E, is the skin cream that reaches deep into your pores to dissolve oil and dirt and lift it out gently where it dries into a white powder that can be brushed off with a moist tissue or towel. Here's how Fade, F-A-D-E, works. First, apply Fade, F-A-D-E, to the skin, S-K-I-N. Then, it reaches deep into pores where it dissolves oil and dirt that has become entrapped. Then Fade, F-A-D-E, captures the oil and dirt and lifts them gently to the surface of the skin. Then the dirt and oil mixture becomes a fine white powder, which may be easily removed with a moist tissue or towel. Or if you don't have one of them, you can use your fingers to brush the white powder off your skin. Fade, F-A-D-E, comes in the convenient 64-ounce decorator jar that you'll be proud to display on your dressing table or windowsill. That's Fade, F-A-D-E, sold everywhere.
Hey, you don't have to swallow matches to get your minimum daily requirement of phosphorus.
Huh?
You can get 3 times the phosphorus you need every day from just 1 teaspoonful or 1 tablet of Dr. Tenser's Muscle Tonic.
Oh, really?
Yes, and Dr. Tenser's has tungsten, molybdenum, boron, selenium, hafnium, osmium, copper, zinc, and all the other elements that are essential in maintaining a healthy mind and body.
No kidding.
Here, try some. Bet you can feel that phosphorus surging through your veins already, renewing your inner glow.
I feel something, all right. Wow, I'll never eat another lighted match as long as I live.
Try Dr. Tenser's Muscle Tonic in liquid or handy tablet form. It'll light up your life.
We now return to Snow Valley in the private ski lodge of the man known to Bertha only as Carl, a man who had been hired by Sybil Kirtley to wreak vengeance against Bertha, but a man who apparently has other reasons for wanting to deal with the brave woman from Pratt Falls. It's now about an hour later as Bertha recovers from drugged wine.
Inside a trunk, and it's locked.
Are you awake yet, my little obese mountain flower?
What are you doing? Why am I locked in a trunk? Are you kinky?
We're going to take a little trip, my love, to a place where I can ask you questions and where I will get answers.
Ask me now. I'll tell you. What do you want to know? And I'll tell you.
Oh, no. It's not that easy. You might lie to me.
Have I ever lied to you before? Ask me.
Very well, then.
Better.
I'll only ask you once. What was your former husband doing that was so important to my government?
What?
One of our agents was killed tracking your husband. What was he doing that was so important that he had to be killed?
Which husband?
Don't get coy with me.
No, seriously, which husband? Ivan?
No, not that clown.
Wilbur.
Who?
One of my husbands.
One of your how many husbands have you had?
Oh, dear, I never was very good at men. math.
3, 6, 18.
Oh, no,
how
but
many?
You're getting warm.
All we know is that your name was given to us and that we were told your husband was doing something of vital importance to my government.
You were given my name?
Yes.
Well, what name were you given?
Bertha.
That's it?
Well, that's your name, isn't it?
Yes, but if you knew which last name, I could tell you which husband it was.
But the agent was killed before he could give us the last name.
Well, I can't help you then.
You won't tell me?
I can't. You see, without a last name...
Very well. Then it's back into the trunk with you. We will try it my way.
Can't give me a clue.
And when we try it my way, you'll talk.
Was it Bernie? Oh, no. Elvin. Rastus? Sid? Terrence?
Well, who is this mysterious Carl, and which of Bertha's many husbands is the reason that Carl is going to kidnap her in a trunk and take her to where he can question her his way? And what of Eunice and Dr. Wagner? And will Sybil find the one thing she needs to wreak havoc on Bertha's life in revenge for Bertha stealing two boyfriends from under Sybil's nose? Tune in tomorrow when we will hear Sybil say,
"Now that I've found this, I can ruin Bertha's life."
That's next on The Adventures of Bertha and Carl. This is Farrington Edwards Collier for the Prussian Essence Works, makers of Fade, F-A-D-E, the skin cream that reaches deep into pores to dissolve oil and dirt and lift it out gently where it dries into a white powder that can be brushed off with a moist tissue or towel, or, failing those, your fingers.